Good evening, everyone, and welcome here. And stand before you in Jesus' name this evening. And I want his name to be honored. And I thought I had enough of a sermon here this evening at home, but when I get here looking at it, I'm like, boy, this may not take as long as it should. So you can pray for me. There's a lot of thoughts I had in my mind, and I'm scared I probably won't remember them. Didn't write down everything I had on my mind. But for tonight, we're thinking about a service of examination, examining ourselves. And I don't know what you think about when you think about that. The first thing that comes to my mind is I kind of dread it. I kind of fear it. And I contribute that some to maybe some of my past history. I feel like maybe some of it's from that, and I'm not going to go into details on that, and I don't even want to ride that horse. It's just, I feel like it's something, and maybe y'all feel the same way. It's something we're going to be looking at ourselves. We're going to look at our own heart, and we all know our own heart, and so it probably brings a little bit of fear to everybody. Would, if I was to guess, that's what I would say. Scared to look too close, might see something that we don't want to see. And 1 Corinthians 11, we'll go there, 1 Corinthians 11, verse 27. First Corinthians 11, 27 through 34. And before this, in verses 18 and 19, Paul had heard that there was divisions in the church, and then he, in the Corinthian church, and then he also figured that there would be, that there was heresies there too. What he said there in verse 18 and 19. So this was after this. In verse 27, it says, "Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when ye come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come." So this would appear like it was a meal back in those times. It was actually like a fellowship meal almost. And many people were carelessly eating. They were carelessly coming to communion without thinking much about Jesus and his suffering and what Jesus went through. It tells us in verse 28, "But let a man examine himself." And it's not a time to examine the guy beside you. It's not a time to look at the sister beside you. It's a time to look at ourselves. And it's like I said, it's something that is easy to kind of feel a little bit, what are we going to see? What are we going to find? And I think that comes from, and I was studying this, some other people's thoughts on it, and the reality is that we know ourselves. We know that we're humans and that we fail. And we see these weaknesses in us. And so we're naturally critical of ourselves. And we fear that. I believe that's where it comes from. Or I believe that's where it comes from for me. As I see myself as a, and the weaknesses that are there. And so I always thought that this was more looking for these weaknesses, because I knew they would be there, and they are. when you go on a trip, or before you go on a trip, most people, some people may not, but most people will glance at their car tires, just kind of subconsciously keep a check on their car tires if they're in bad shape or they about wore out. You might check the oil a little bit. But if you go on a trip, it's something more serious. You're going to check them out a lot harder. You're going to be a lot more concerned about them. We check ourselves out in the mirror. We look for, is it good enough to go? And that's a little bit what I would like to think of tonight in this, is that we are doing a checkup. We're doing a spiritual checkup. And we do checkups at the doctor, and that's the right thing to do. I don't know that I do that many, but you know what I'm saying. Checkups are good. If there's a problem, if you detect a problem, go check on it. Check what it's about. So I looked up the word examine, and I was going to give you this definition. I'm a little bit off of my pattern here, but the word examine simply means to inspect closely, to test the condition of, to inquire into carefully, investigate, to interrogate closely, to test by questioning in order to determine progress, fitness, or knowledge. So when you think about that, and looking at yourself, we know how we are. We know our hearts before we come to church tonight. And we know that we're not worthy. No one here is worthy to partake. No one has ever been worthy to partake as far as being worthy. We're all saved by the grace of God. So how should we examine ourselves? And I don't mean to detract at all from looking at the little details in your life and at your weaknesses. I don't want to detract from that. But neither do I want you to overemphasize the little weaknesses that you feel like you have. Everybody has them, and none of us are perfect. So I don't really feel like that's what God's wanting us to look at necessarily. In Galatians 13, verse 5, I want to read that. Galatians 13. Well, I don't have a Galatians 13, 5. I guess it was 5:13. I might have wrote it down wrong. Well, I'm not finding it. It talks about examining ourselves to see if we're in the faith, was the thought it had there. And so what I see there, to see if we're in the faith, and it may mention it there in 1 Corinthians, but basically, are we walking with God? Do we have a relationship with God? Is your relationship with God current? And if I was going to just say a few words, which I'm probably going to say too few words, but if I was going to say barely any, I would say that if your relationship with God is right, then your relationship with your brother and with your sister and with all other areas of your life is going to be right if your relationship is right with God. And so I would like for us to look more is, how is your relationship with God? Are you having a daily communion with God? Do you feel close to God? And I know we don't always feel close to God, but are we daily communing with God? Or is there a problem there? Because when there's a problem in your life, you're not going to find that closeness with God. You're not going to have that communion with God. Okay, thank you. I don't know why I wrote down Galatians, but I want to look at it. 2 Corinthians 13:5. Yes. Verse 5. Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves? Know ye not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates? So are we in communion with God? Do we have this relationship? Is God's Spirit directing in your life? Do you feel that? Are you choosing that? Are you choosing Jesus? We should take communion with a thankful heart, with a heart of gratitude for what Jesus has done. And because he's the man that came to earth. He came to suffer for us. And we know all that he went through. We'll hear more about that Sunday. And not only that, he's interceding for us tonight. And to think about that, we should not fear looking at ourselves. We should not fear this spiritual checkup, because no matter what other people may think, that's probably what we fear the most, what somebody else is going to think. God loves us. He loves us in our sin. He loves us no matter what. And so there's no reason to fear this spiritual checkup. Fear should not be a big part of communion. I really feel like that. It's a time of reflecting. And I was thinking also, we've all been to funerals where it was a close relative. And it's a time of reflecting, and nothing else matters. You're there, and it's a sad time, and yet you reflect on that person and what that person was to you. I think that's the same as what we should be doing with communion. We should be reflecting on Jesus and what he did for us here. In Psalms 26, verse 1 and 2, Psalms 26, verse 1. Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord, therefore I shall not slide. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart. So God is interested in our examination. And like David here, it's not all our job. We need to ask God to help us. And I think it's right that we do. Psalm 139. We'll turn to that, 139, verses 1 through 4. Psalm 139, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. God knows all about us. He knew what we was going to say before we said it. And he knows our heart. And if we ask him to help us search our hearts, we can know that he will. He's very interested in that. He knows us inside and out. And he knows whether there's an area in our life. He can show us with his spirit that doesn't line up with his word. Proverbs 21 verse 2 says, every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord pondereth or examines the hearts. And in Jeremiah 17 verse 10 says, I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. So the Lord's already searching our hearts, and he wants us to search our hearts. And to think about that with an openness and ask God to help us with this. God cares about us, and God is interested in an openness, and it's something that we all need. And I was thinking I could say a lot of things, and I'm not sure what all to say as far as our Christian life and what should be clear. It has to do with our sisters and our brothers, our relationship with them, and our attitudes, bitterness. There's so many ways that we can be out of line with God's word. And yet I would like to just let God's Spirit speak to us. God's Spirit speak to our hearts and draw us in that way. And I don't feel like man needs to cover all those little bases. God does a much better job in that. So that's all I have this evening. I just want to say God bless you as you, without fear, search your hearts and look at your hearts with God's help. And while I'm up here, I'll just give my testimony.